We know about other types of tech news. Tech news isn't the only type of news, obviously.
We don't care.
Intel has thrown down the ray tracing gauntlet to NVIDIA. It's a shiny armored gauntlet. It's reflective. Gems. They told PC Gamer that their ray tracing hardware is as good as or better than NVIDIA's, and their CEO doesn't have to wear leather to compensate for something.
Bam! Dropped it.
But you should see him tighty-whities. The comment comes from those old Intel graphics rascals, Ryan Schroud and Tom Peterson, those guys. And here's the quote from Peterson. Yeah, we're definitely competitive or better than NVIDIA with ray tracing hardware.
Whoa.
Of course, this is in regards to the mid-tier RTX 3060 against which Intel is positioning their Arc A770. The Blue Duo, says they'll put out a new video later this week going over the details, so stay tuned for that. And also stay tuned for NVIDIA's next-gen RTX 40 series GPUs, which I wouldn't be surprised to see launch before a single consumer gets their hands on an A770. Got them. The way their Intel, the rollout's going,
they'll
I mean.
Come out with, like, they would have been good cards. Could have been.
You guys missed the whole shortage, hey? AMD officially announced a bunch of details about its Ryzen 7000 platform. That's CPUs, guys. Which Anthony so graciously, he bestowed it upon us. He covered it over on LTT. He's my favorite host. But other than clock speeds and prices, there were some interesting takeaways. First, AMD CEO Dr. Lisa Su says the company has dramatically increased their production capacity, so they don't expect any supply constraints when the chips launch in September 27th. No supply constraints? None? Everybody gets a chip. You get a chip.
Wow.
Trust her, she's a doctor. AMD also promised to support their new AM5 socket through 2025 and beyond. And I should certainly hope so.
We thought a couple years and switch back.
Yeah. I really hope it's beyond. And Team Ren announced a new chipset, the B650 Extreme, which has only made the question of PCI 5.0 support more confusing for everyone other than the Anthony's of the world. The Extreme moniker means that using PCI 5 devices is highly suggested, whereas it's optional for the regular non-E B650, which also supports PCI 4.0. While the Extreme models do not, they don't.
There's a table. We can
throw up the table. I'm sure things will be cleared up soon, but as Reddit user DogAteMyCPU notes, not before the creation of many confusing Reddit threads. And Samsung Display has reportedly increased its yield rate again for QD OLED panels. That refers to how many displays the company produces that actually work well enough to be sold. You didn't know that, did you, Riley?
I wrote it.
I'm reading your joke telling me this is so stupid.
Meta.
Back in 2021, that rate was a measly 50%, but they brought it up to 75% in April, and now they're achieving rates of 85%, which will allow Samsung to increase QD OLED production capacity from 30,000 substrates per month to almost 40,000.
That's a lot of substrates.
That's more substrates. Like the Odyssey G8 Samsung just launched, that's almost identical to the existing one from Alienware. Although it does have one thing going for it. You can stream games from basically any subscription service without a PC or console. For all the people buying a $1,300 monitor without a PC or console.
Spend all my money on the monitor.
That's all you need to do.
I'm not having lunch.
It's not a peripheral, it's core. Now it's time for the quick bits brought to you by War Thunder, the highly comprehensive completionist vehicle combat game that's free to play with crossplay across a variety of platforms. There are over 2,000 historically accurate aircraft, ships, and planes to pilot from the 1920s to the modern era. The 2020s. Each one modeled down to individual components so you can be like, dang, this tank looks good, as you annihilate a different tank that's less good. And you can see the damage on your vehicle, not on your health bar, with War Thunder's damage x-ray system. It's positively medical. Check out the link below and start playing for free and receive premium vehicles, boosters, and more. I don't have to prove my quick bits to you. They're my quick bits.
They're his quick bits.
Insider sources at Microsoft have reportedly told Windows Central's Zach Bowden that the Surface Pro X line, which uses Qualcomm ARM-based processors, will be merged into the main Surface Pro line so that consumers will be able to configure the upcoming Surface Pro 9 with either an Intel x86 or Qualcomm ARM CPU. It's unclear whether Microsoft will also merge normal Windows with Windows on ARM, but that sure would make sense. It seems that Microsoft has figured out that when you make normal computers, then a separate line of computers that are worse, people aren't interested in the worst one.
We didn't see that coming. I don't know how.
Google has provided a way for Pixel 6 series phones to roll back to Android 12 after updating to 13, but only if you're a developer. The developer support images will also prevent devices from receiving over-the-air security updates. But knowing the Android community, maybe someone will take this and make a version that's friendlier to non-developers. Maybe?
Maybe.
For now, though, if you've got a Pixel 6, 6 Pro, or 6a, and you haven't updated to 13, just know there's no way back. The way is shut. It was made by phones who are dead. LG has gone and made bendy OLED panels a trend, as their newest TV, the 42-inch OLED Flex, can transform from flat to curved, just like Corsair's Xenion Flex monitor.
Xenion?
Xenion?
I don't know.
LG says it's the world's first bendable 42-inch TV. I love when they have so many qualifiers. And while that's technically true, the Xenion is 45 inches, this thing's got a monitor stand and is clearly marketed towards desktop gamers, specifically the ones who want to make little mechanical noises as they transform their display.
You are a gamer.
It doesn't swivel like that. Speaking of gamers, prodigious leaker Evan Blass shared images of the Logitech G gaming handheld, the fruit of the company's collaboration with Tencent. That was teased earlier this month. The device runs Android 11, powered by a Snapdragon 720G with 4 GB of RAM, making it pretty underpowered compared to current smartphones, actually. Let alone those like Aya Neo things, you know?
Basically anything.
We're not sure whether it's meant primarily for game streaming or to induce regret for not just buying a Steam Deck instead, but it's apparently coming nonetheless.
That's what you can say. It'll be here.
And crypto exchange Crypto.com will recoup at least some of the $10.5 million Australian dollars that it accidentally refunded to a woman who had requested a refund of $100, pending the resolution of a court proceeding. It took Crypto.com 7 months to notice their mistake, and by then, the situation had been made more complicated thanks to the woman spending a bunch of the money on, among other things, a $1.3 million house for her sister. I would have bought so many houses.
Anything else.
All of the money be gone. This is not a story about how crypto is not actually the future of finance, because this could have happened to anyone who accidentally got a huge refund and decided to spend both the money and the next couple of years of their life in court instead of, you know, sending an email.
Yeah, well,
so you're on team honesty.
Well, now they're wasting time with lawyers.
She should have moved to India, faked her death, gotten the hell out of there. And I'm going to send you back into the void, but don't get lost, because you should return on Friday for more tech news. There's no tech news or any other type of news in the void. Oh, I don't know which way is news.